Listen carefully, we have a very interesting Lumdish Gemara over here. So we have three stages so far. The first stage was, as Gemara said, even if you did big, you have the bittle. Why is that? Birurim? Unless it's Birurim, doesn't need bittle because Birurim is bottom air, not the Klef HaShivir. So the Gemara Nuk Zer, Hashem Yim Zekuski Yafa, spoke at great length about the big Machlik HaShoshen, why I enter Ebatuna, central, critical raid in the parakeet. The third chalik is what we spoke about yesterday. The Gemara says, do bittle when you find it, on Yantar. The Gemara says, Anuisa, you can't do bittle when it does about now. And then we're over there, Rabbi Loza. Spoke at great length, the Chakir of the Ktsais, his Ein Ebershusa, his Ein Eshaloi, and the effects that it has on the Shaka Vatai and the Gemara. Something Gemara, okay, V'nevatlei v'arba v'nevatlei v'chomish, okay, so I'd have to do it at night. Do the bittul, I have to do the bittul with the bedika, do the bittul at 4 or 5, but even the last money surah, the last man biruhu, then we'll pass on about the late. Bittul has to be anchored down to a time that has a chashivas. By the way, that's the answer to the question Ramad Aleph, why when the guy goes away in a shayor and all that, why did make a takana do a bittul? Right? None of you asked me this, and Ramad Aleph, when the guy went away, Hanukkah time, whenever it was, why just do a bittul and take care of the problem? The answer is there's no takana of bittul because we don't make takanas of bittul when it's not anchored down to a time of either Isser or bedika's homes. Affecting Gemara, okay, so in Valdei Vishis, Litzkin Ramon Lechol, on the Levatim, the Betchila Shesh, the Hashta Lei Pasha, the Ikuzi Kron Tuvashar, Osik Vishar Pasay, at the beginning of the 6th hour, Midrabon, and you have to burn it already. So then, the guy with a bitul there, I said, the Betchila, the Betchila. Everything Gemara, the Mara de Gemaisa. Begin the journey now. Kivin di Surah de Ramon, and Iluya, Kedarai Sadami. Since, at the beginning of the 6th hour, we'll call it for our purposes at 11 o'clock, it's also Behanomi Darbon. So Kidarai Sadami, and therefore you can't make bittul. I want to say it again. What's the most kasha? Most kasha was, we say it right here, you need bidika, you need bittul. Why do the bittul when you do the bidika? Bait the ksor tri avatul. Do the bittul at 11 o'clock when you do it already. Go to burn the chametz, do the bittul then. Well, says you can't do the bittul then already because it's also Behanomi Darbon. And the same way we said that Isra Hanomi Daraisa doesn't let you do bittul. So I know either one, they'll let you do bittul. The Omer of Gilal Rav, I want to stop here and build Moiridika raid. The first question is, we'll start off slowly. L'chayra, if I were to ask you, so why can't I do bittul at 11 o'clock? It's also Midarbonah. This thing practically, it's also Midarbonah, it's Midarbonah. It's also Midarbonah, right? Who says so there? Bonah says so. We already said yesterday, something which is also Midarbonah is either Ein Shalai or Ein Bishusah, so you can't do bittul. Ish is the female lolly, if you shun that it's a chalais, point to Rashi, that's not. So why is it going to be a raya? The Amar of Gidl, what's Amar of Gidl? It's also Bano. Well, it's also Bano. So, it's also Bano. But I'll say a different deal. And where it says, Kid do eraisa damya. Why do you have to come on to Kid do eraisa damya? So, it's a simple sach. At 11 o'clock, it's also Bano. This thing, you can't have enough from it. You can't have enough from it. It's not yours. Who cares who made it also Bano? The one made it, the raisa did it. Tough to the yukim. One is, a diok, the lashon of kid d'oraisa dami, we'd have to come on to kid d'oraisa. My second diok is, what do you need a raya for? I mean, if you would ask me, can you do bittul at 11 o'clock? I would say, of course not, 11 o'clock is also about not. It's Ein HaShaloi. Who made it also about not? Your business made it also about not. Who cares? The melech made it also about not, okay? It's something you can't use. Something which you can't use out of your rishos. I don't know what it means. I'm asking. What does it mean, kid d'oraisa? I'm asking, what does it mean, kid d'oraisa dami? What if they, you know, the kid d'oraisa. What do those words mean? The more should have been, it's also about no, so it's not interesting, it's not sure. What's the kvetch of Kiddur Raisa? That's a diuk. My main kasha is, what's it going to be a raya for? The Omer of Gidl Marah. Tell us in there. That's Ha'or number one. Ha'or number two, the Gemara says, the Omer of Gidl Marah, Chiyah Bayesa Marah, Mekadosh Hashay Shosu Lamaila, Fidu B'chid Dikur Denais, Ein Choyesh Ali Kedushin. So kasha. Hashay Shosu Lamaila, B'chid Lashay Shisur Darbonu, Fidu B'chid Dikur Denais, Hatsem Chum Ha'ori Ha'or, Atakashim Ha'im Oid, If you love the of the Kedushin, in Bo Alei Mayim. We have forgot that Ossi Isser HaNos Chomitz Darabon and the Sheish Ramafki Kedushin Shorah Vishari Eishis V'Elma Kol Mekadosh Adai Darabon Mekadosh. This Rashi is a Pella. A guy went and was Mekadosh a lady at 12 o'clock, at 11 o'clock. Correct? That's the story. He made a wedding at 11 o'clock. Erev Pesach, plenty of time to make a wedding. But whatever. He made a wedding at 11 o'clock, Erev Pesach. He gave the girl Chomitz. So it's also about Nobidarbana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Gittel says, the Kedusha is Nachal. Says Rashi, what do you mean it's Nachal? It's only Drabana. We derive it should be Chal. Says Rashi, called Mekadosh, died to Drabana Mekadosh. The obvious question is the same question. So if the Gemara called Mekadosh, this object is also Drabana, correct? If it's also Midrabana, you can't have a no. If you can't have a no, so then it's not yours. If it's not yours, how can Mekadosh a lady? You're giving it something, it's not yours. That's the Pella also on this Gemara, on Rashi. I have a Kushatum on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to come on to call the Mekadosh Adai Drabanan? What's bothering Rashi? Enochan, I mean, Midrabanan, it's also, but Midrabanan, it's not also Bano. And but Rashi, hold on for it, call the Mekadosh Adai Drabanan Mekadosh. Forgive, you have to come on to that floor. It's not yours. Why is it not yours? Because you can't have another. Who said you can't have another? Rabanan said. But I'll ask you, are you Mekadosh Adai Drabanan? It's just Kasa Shalom. So why have to come on to call the Mekadosh Adai Drabanan Mekadosh? That's the Pella Otzim on this Rashi. You realize, by the way, both sets of kashas are the same. The first set of kashas is, why do you say Kidaraisadam? Why does it near Rav Omer of Gidl? It's Poshut. The second set, the kasha on Rashi, by the way, is much more severe. The kasha on Rashi is, why did Rashi have to come up to Omer Gidl? I'm you. If I were to ask you, a guy gave a lady, in the kasha lady, with chomet, which is also midarabon, it's 11 o'clock. If I were to ask you, I'll go to any of you, I say, is Lady Mekudesh? I say, of course not, Lady Mekudesh. Why? You gave her something, it's not yours. Why it's not yours? Because it's also Bano. Who cares why it's also Bano? We have to come on to call Mekadosh Adai Drabanan Mekadosh. We're talking Pella Mamash. Comes on Rav Shimon in Shar Aleph Perek Yud. I printed out for you on both sides of the sheet. Some of the copies came out funny because I'm not a professional in doing two sides. Some of them came out opposite. But either way, you don't have to look inside now, it's a long shtickle. You'll see it afterwards. It's a Yom Tov Mamash. Rav Shimon says a number of massive shtickle Torahs. We're going to go over the Ikvos Rav Shimon and then we'll add on. Rav Shimon says a massive shtickle Torah, which goes like this. Watch. Very tifa lumpus. Zok Rav Shimon Azar. The whole sugi that we learned yesterday and today is based on the premise that somebody that's also found out is Eina Shaloi, Eina Vashalzo. By the way, for clarity's sake, we'll call it Eina Shaloi, okay? Like Rashi says. Why is it Eina Shaloi? So I said yesterday, now we're going to go for Tifsach. Why is something Asabana not yours? And you can't make a riddle. So Rashi said, we explained yesterday, the word is, that something which is Asabana, I don't have usage of it. And I said yesterday, the Aleph Beis of Bailus is that I have usage of something. If the Zach is Mufka from usage, then it's Pukka the Bailus. Says Rav Shimon, Amor Yedik Zach. I want to expand on what he says. Listen to Amor Yedik Hakira. Zach Rav Shimon, let's say, I have a Zach. I'll give you a case. I have chametz. It's Erev Yantuf. It's Erev Yantuf before chametz gets also. And I have chametz. And wrapped around the chametz is a snake. What Rosh Hashanah calls Ari Yehuda Vile. There's a lion sitting on top of the chametz. Now this chametz, you can't access. You can't have enough from the chametz. You're going to die. So there's a snake not letting you access the chametz. You can't have enough from it. You can't touch it. You can't eat it. What does the Olam say? Is that called something which is Einer Shaloi because there's a snake not letting me eat the chametz? I can't access it. It's pocket of Bibles. While the snake is on, if the snake will go away, is it? But I want to know if this chametz is a case of beer, Erev Yontif, before this man, it has a snake wrapped around it, as a cobra, as a python, as a... It's not a python, what's the word? A python, yeah. Or and you can't access the beer. It's also bad enough. It's not also about now because of Isser. It's also about now because you're going to die. So, do I say that Rav Shimon closed the shell? Do I say that since it's also about now, so it's, I'll, by the way, a lot of you are laughing at the example. What do you mean? I don't have usage in the beer, so it's not mine anymore. Fuck it up. What does that say? Yes, sir? I want to go over a Kaddish lady with a keg of beer, yeah, that has a snake around it. And I give it to him. Can you sort of have? I'll give you the beer. I have a Kudash Shalom. He has a beer. The beer has a snake. Right? You can't access it. It's also about no. Is it called I gave her something? Is it called my beer? And you say, who cares if it's temporary? What's the possibility? Is that, or, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's not my house either. Who should get the snake out of the house? You try to get a snake out of the house once. What's that with temporary? It's so temporary. It's not yours. The snake will go away. It'll become yours again. Okay, right now it's pocket of the bottles. I can't access it now. Why are you making faces over that? What does Chofetz Chaim say about it? You great grandfather. Can you?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? What does that mean? Travis Kashalal, there's a snake on the Zach, and I can't access it. Ari Yehuda Vil, there's a lion sitting on it. It's Lashon HaRuk Shemini, you see tonight. I can't have a no. Who cares? Here too, by the way, in the future. We have to pass that to be mutter. If according to the Mandiam of all later on that it's that the Chavis are also the better mutter. Leave out the future. The future doesn't exist. That's what we're talking about. And when it's also about those Chavis my house. I can't access it. I don't have a note. Rishimin, Shari Yeshua led the way. And Rishimin Tainid, listen carefully, I have a lot to say today, okay? Says Rishimin Shari Yeshua, there's a double posture to him that if you have an object that has exterior reasons why you can't access it, but mitzad the cheft itself, it's motivano, it's not pocket the bilus. In order to have a hafkos bilus, it has to be that the cheft itself has a din inside the chefza. Rav Moshe always used to give a moshul, if you would inject poison into the object itself, that would be something which is also vano. But if it's an exterior zach, which doesn't let you access it, that means I'm saying something very deep. The reason why something, by the way, what I'm going to say now, the next sentence is the central event of today. The reason why something which is also vano is called Eina Shalai is not because you can't use it. It's because the object is not usable. Then an object that's not usable mitzad atzmoy is pocket the Bibles. Yeah, I repeat. The Yisoyed of Rav Shimon is that something which is also ba'anor is pocket the Bibles is not because practically something which I can't use is pocket the Bibles. You could learn like that, by the way. You could learn something which I can't use is pocket the Bibles. So then snake and lions and everything. Zonk Rav Shimon, no. Zonk Rav Shimon, you'll see in the Lashon inside, in the first piece of Aleph. Zonk Rav Shimon name. The puck of bilus is not because of practicality that I can't access them. That's not a reason why you lose bilus. You lose bilus when the din of the chefs is it can't be used. A chefza that mitzad itself can't be used is puck of the moment is of the chefza. One second. Aleph. One second. Says of Shimon, step two. Isurim of the Torah, when the Torah asks chametz, the isur be the rice of chametz. That's in the chefza. Chometz is strafe. Chometz is chazer. So the chometz mitzad atzmoy is the sibah why you can't have enough, correct? The din derabbanon, what's the din derabbanon? Why did the person chayav to listen to the rabbanon, by the way? It says, lo sasa, there's a lav in the Torah, lo sasa, mead varm, you're not allowed to move right or left, me yamin or swaf, what the chazal said. Says of Shimon, derabbanons I could hear is a snake. Derabbanons are a din on the gavra, that we don't let you go ahead and do this and this action. The Rabbanon said you can't eat it, but there's nothing wrong with the chayfetz. The chayfetz itself is a mutadika chayfetz. The Rabbanon don't aser chafotz. The Rabbanon can't transfer, or don't, not can't. The Rabbanon don't transfer kosher material into treif material. The Rabbanon say to the guy, don't do this action. So if the Rabbanon say, don't do this action, which is din of the gavra, says Rav Shimon, that's like a snake, that's like a lion. Memela says Rav Shimon, that be'etzem, there was a very stark tzad, that Isuri Hanomi de Rabbonon are called Shalai. That was the topic of this Gemara. The topic of this Gemara was, are Isuri Hanomi de Rabbonon are Dinin the Chefsa, or they are Dinin the Gavra? If they are Dinin the Gavra, which means the Chazal asked the action of eating chametz, but they didn't ask the chametz, that's not enough to be called Pakka the Bailos, because the Pakka the Bailos is not enough that I can't do the action. I have to have the Zach itself is intrinsically valueless. It has to be that to be pukka the value of something, or the ownership of the Zach, the moment is of the Zach, okay? Like Rabbi Dadashti keeps yelling every day in Shir, the moment is of the Zach, right? The moment is of the Zach, to be pukka the moment is of the Zach, it has to be that there's a problem intrinsically in the Chayfetz. So the Gemara had a Havimina, the Isuri de Rabbanon at 11 o'clock, Avad is also Mihano. But it's maybe it's only a din in the Gavra, not a din in the Chefza. Said the Gemara, no. Kivan the Surah Rabbanon Aluye, Kid the Oiraisa Domi. So, Kabashim, you know what Kid the Oiraisa means? It's like Isur, which are the Raisa, which are on the Chefza, not on the Gavra. Kid the Oiraisa Domi, says of Shimon. What is Kid the Oiraisa Domi? What are the words Kid the Oiraisa Domi? The words Kid the Oiraisa Domi means that the Isur of the Rabbanon is like the doimit to the nature of Isuri the Raisa, which is the Chefza, not the Gavra. That's Aleph. Aviza. I'm going to say now, Tvorim Leroyim, which Rav Shimon speaks out also, but Berem is more. Aviza, I want to say Dovah Noiro. Okay. So, I answer now two kashas. I just killed two birds with one stone. Why does the Gemara say Kid Doi Raisa? Because the Gemara is looking, I asked the kasha at the beginning, what do you mean? It's also Bano, you can't use it, goodbye Chaldi. The answer is no, Yisrael is on the Gavra. Now, so now we understand part two. Why didn't we bring down the Amar of Gidol? I asked another Kakasha. Tell me that it's also Banah. It's also Banah. It's also Banah. The answer is no. But who told you that Israel and other Rabbanon are what? Are they in the what? In the Chavsa. The Amar of Gidol, slowly. Rav Gidol said that if you're Kaddish a lady, with Chomet, which is also Midar Rabbanon, the Kedusha is not Chal. Why is it not Chal? Because it's also Banah. It's not yours. So what? If the Rabbanon is only on the Gav, it's a lady. She'll be in Kudashas. That was the right of the Gemara. The Gemara Kasha. What does Rav Gidol say? That the lady's not Mekudeshes. Why is she not Mekudeshes? Because it's also Bahanom and Jarbon, it's 11 o'clock. So what? It's the end of the Gavan, not on the Chepstah. The lady, I gave the lady something. It's also Bahanom, so she can't have an either. I can't have an she can't have an but I gave her mominess. I gave her something which is mine. And she got something. You're nice enough. So the Gemara brought a raya from the fact that you're not Mekudeshes to raya that's in the Chepstah, not the Gavra, because if we be then only on the Gavra, the lady would be Mekudeshes. Should be Mekudeshes side the Raisa side the Rabbanon. Should be Mekudeshes side the Raisa side the Rabbanon. Because I, it's also Banah, but this one is on the Gavra, it's Lysa also. It's on the Gavra, not on the Chepstah, so it's 100% your money. You gave her a case of beer. It's 100% your money. You can't have an us. You can't have an us. So what? Who says not having an us is a reason why it doesn't have mominess? If it's a din of the chaps that doesn't have mominess, so the more better reason, right? Why is the lady not a kudashas? I didn't give her anything. I asked you to see a lashon of the michtam this morning because it's not my mommy. I didn't give you I gave you a case of beer. You can't have an us. You can't have an us. Who says not having an us? Who says a din of the gavra not having an us part of the mominess? So the more better raya slowly. That it's a raya that the rabbanon the kedina makid the raisa dami. I'm like, you're gonna stick a raid. The more border raya that the din of the rabbanon is a din of the chaps, not a din of the gavra. Slowly. In fact, Rashi, it's a din in the Chesed, not in the Gavra. That's on the Rabbanon Dikah level. But on the Raisa Dikah level is the Chesed also. On the Raisa Dikah level is the Chesed also. On the Raisa Dikah level is the Chesed also. So you explain to me now why is the lady not Mekudeshes? Because the Rabbanon didn't just ask the Gavra, the Rabbanon asked the Chesed, and now it's also Bano. In fact, Rashi, okay. If you would tell me that any object that I can't use is not mine, you can't use it. But since you just told me that not every object you can't use is not yours, I need to have a what? In order to make an Einish Aloy, I have to have a what? A Isachepsa. The Isachepsa is only a Drabonim. On a Derisa Dikal level, there's no Isachepsa. Fekrashi, let the lady be Mekudesh, read the Raisa. Fekrashi, I don't see Rav Gidol. You're right, you're proving to me from Rav Gidol. That you're proving to me from Rav Gidol that it's an Issachef, not an Issachab, because if it's a Gab, the Levi Mekudesh is the Rabbanon and the Raisa. So what do you tell me? That it's Issachef, the Rabbanon and Asa the Chefsa. You say, but the Rabbanon and Asa the Chefsa, the Torah didn't Asa the Chefsa. So Mina Torah, she got something that she could use. So why is she not Mekudesh? In other words, now that we said that not every object that you can't practically use is called Enish Aloy, watch what I'm saying now. Now that we said that not every object that you can't use is called Enish Aloy, it has to be Din in the Chepsa. The Din of the Chepsa is only the Rabbanah and the Raisa, it's not Yisur in the Chepsa. So let the lady be Kudash is the Raisa. What does Rashi answer to that, Kasha? Called Mekadosh, that's the Rabbanah Mekadosh. He said, Rebbe Kudash is Leah, that's what should be sold. The Rabbanah got rid of the Kedushin. What's sure now? So what's sure now?
This guy wasn't
a nice girl. Every guy's a nice girl. What's sure now? What? What's wrong? No, there's not a kasha. Because Rabbanu says the Bittul's no good. Midar Rabbanu talk it's no good. Who says Midar Rabbanu is no good? He wants to do Bittul at 11 o'clock. He can't do Bittul because Rabbanu says it's not a good Bittul. But in Kedusha, that if he can't be called the Raisa. What do you say? Oh, what's sure now? Very good. So what's sure now? Let's work it backwards. If at the end of the day you anyway have to come on to call the Mekadosh Dad Rabbanu Mekadosh, so then what? So where's the arayah that it's Issa Chepsa? Maybe the reason why the Kedusha is Nachal is why? Maybe the reason why the Kedusha is Nachal is why? This is called the Mekadosh Adaita. That's your Metadashti? No, so I'm asking my Manashach. If you're telling me that there's an Issa Midar Rabbanu, we have to come on to call the Mekadosh for. So what are we answering? Because not everything that's also about Noah is necessarily an Issa Loi. It has to be done in the Chepsa. And they brought a riot for Rav Gidol, that it's a din in the Chepsa. Correct Rashi, but if that's the Siba why it's Enish Aloy, because it's din in the Chepsa, it's only a din in the Chepsa with Rabbanah. The Raisa is not a din in the Chepsa, correct? The Raisa is Mutav, the object, right? So it should be Mikudeshet Teretz. It's called Mikudeshet Teretz. They're about Mikudeshet. So then I'm going to flip it. If you tell me at the end of the day the reason why it's not good is because it's called the Kadosh Rabbanon, even though Midrash of the Chefs is Mutter, so where's the Arayah that the Chefs is also Midrash Rabbanon? Teretz is Pashit. And this is the long piece of Rav Shimon on the second page. Rav Shimon asked this Kasha in the second, on the page side B, and you'll see it afterwards. So Rav Shimon, a Pashit the Teretz. When did Rabbanon activate called the Mekadosh, Adayit Rabbanon Mekadosh? When did Rabbanon activate the Din of called the Mekadosh, Adayit Rabbanon Mekadosh? When you don't do a good Kedusha Midrash. But if it wouldn't be an Issa Chepsa Midrabanan, then Midrabanan would be a good Kedushin. So I need to come on to both things. If the Rabbanan would have asked the Chepsa, so then I don't give it to Asa Midrabanan. When I say the Chepsa is Mutter, Sayyidah Raisa, Sayyidah Rabbanan. Once Rabbanan asked the Chepsa, but I still have a problem, that's only Midrabanan, what about Midrabanan? And that's called the Mekadosh. I once I have called the Mekadosh, where's the Arayah that Midrabanan they asked the Chepsa? Because if Midrabanan they only asked the Gavra, then the guy would be Mekudeshes Midrabanan also, because he didn't shtel the Chepsa. So in order to go say that this lady is Ein Choshel the Kedushin, I have to come on to two pillars. Pillar number one is that the Rabbanan asked the Chepsa, not the Gavra, because if the Rabbanan only asked the Gavra, then this thing is 100% Shaloi, Midrabanan and Midrabanan. They only asked the Gavra, they asked they're a snake. Rabbanan are a snake. And so is Rabbanan asked the Chepsa, that's not enough. You ask the Chepsa, very nice, but it's only Midrash Rabbanan, not Midrash Raisa. The answer is called the Mekadosh Adayit Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan only trigger and press the button of called the Mekadosh if Midrash Rabbanan is not a good Kedushin. Now why is it not a good Kedushin Midrash Rabbanan over here? The Rabbanan asked the Chepsa. In Medel, the Gemara had a good Raya that every time the Rabbanan asks something, they don't just ask the Gavra, they also ask the Chepsa, and that's why Midrash Rabbanan is also called Einar Shalik. Whatever called Mekadosh means, I'm not getting into that. Whatever called Mekadosh means, whatever reason why the Rabbanan said the Kedushin level, whatever that means. But the Rabbanan only act called Mekadosh is a huge controversy, which we're not getting into now. Whatever called Mekadosh means, but they only activate a called Mekadosh when we meet the Rabbanan, it's not a good Kedushin. But in order for me to Rabbanan, it has to be not a Kedushin, it has to be in the Chetz, not in the Gavra. Otherwise, we meet the Rabbanan also, it has value, it's fine. It's this one. Avisa. Why are making faces, Bryce? Let's do it. Yeah. Is that clear? I'll say it over for you, Bryce. Yeah? Yeah. And it's a lambden. And they say you'll have some clarity. He deserves it, no? Bryce doesn't deserve it. You didn't hear it? You didn't understand it?
I understand.
Oh, if you didn't understand it, that's for sure. I was afraid you didn't want to see it. I guess the Kasha that said that if at the end of the day it's called a Mekadosh, right? What? Yeah, it's very simple. Rabbanan only pressed the button of called the Mekadosh if Midrabanan is not a good Kedushin. That means if Midrabanan is not a good Kedushin, then they raise it to a Deraisa of called the Mekadosh. But in order for them to press the button of called the Mekadosh to cancel the Deraisa, it has to be Midrabanan is not a good Kedushin. Louis Tzu, the Rabbanan's Isser Hano would only be on the Gavra, not on the Chepsa, so Midrabanan is a good Kedushin. So why should they say called the Mekadosh? So at the end of the day, the din of Ein Choshel the Kedushin is a synthesis, is a tziruf of two Nekudas. It's a din that the Rabbanan said that if it's a Chepsa, so Midrash Rabbanan, you're not Mekudeshes. Midrash Rabbanan is Ein Shaloi. And then Midrash Raisa, you have called the Mekadosh, Adayit Rabbanan Mekadosh. Rav Shimon says this, by the way, on side B, he says about Richas Gol. We have an understanding in a very strange Tosfos over here by us. And that will be the end of part one of our discussion, then we're going to expand. Fizeh, Tosfos over here is a strange Tosfos. Tosfos says Mishesh Shal Salamala always means what? Tosfos, little Tosfos on the bottom. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that Mishesh Shal Salamala always means what? It means 12 o'clock, at the end of the sixth hour. For Tosfos, so where's the Rabbanan in the picture? Where's the Rabbanan in the picture? What in the picture is that the Chometz is Chometz Rabbanan because it's Chometz Nokshin. Says Tosfos, the Gemara is bringing a raya from Chometz the Rabbanan in Shoyz the Raisa. To show is the Rabbanan and Chometz the Raisa. That's the mix, right? That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the Raya of Gidol is not exactly like Bayaz. It's the Rabbanan the good times with Chometz the Raisa. And over there of Gidol, it's Chometz the Rabbanan and Shoyz the Raisa. Because the word, that's what Tosfos says. So what's the obvious question of Shat? So why did Rav Gidol speak about such a funny case that it was 12 o'clock the Raisa plus Chometz the Rabbanan? Speak about a case where it's the Rabbanan or whatever. So why did Rav Gidol pick such a case? Rav Gidol is coming to teach me that Chometz the Rabbanan is not Mekudeshes, right? So he picked a weird case where it's the Shav, the Raisa, it's 12 o'clock, but the Chometz is the Rabbanan, correct? Why did he speak about such a case? Talk about a case where it's the Rabbanan, finished. So I printed it out to you for there. Tosfos Kedushin, who says, a mavel de kazach. Tosfos says that the only time we say that Isurei Hanoa Midirabbanan are called Eina Shaloi is when there's an aspect of the Araisa in the picture. I repeat. Tosfos says, in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches, which I printed out for you today, on the sheet, Tosfos says on the Mar Makom sheet today, that the only time we say, is an Issa de Rabbanan called Eina Shaloi, by the way, that's the discussion we're having today with Rosh Mishkov, is an Issa de Rabbanan called Eina Shaloi. That's only when there's epis and aspect of a deraisa. For example, it's 12 o'clock, which is deraisa, the chametz is derabanan. Or vice versa. When the chametz is deraisa, and it's 11 o'clock. A beluitzer, it's a double derabanan, says Tosfos before Shavuot in Kedushin, then even though it's asur b'anah, it's not called Eina Shaloi. Sisrei Torah, two derabanans, one derabanan. And that's why Tosfos says that there's a man yom over the Kedushin holds that chulin shenishka bazor is only derabanan. So there's no isur hanah on it. It's not called Eina Shaloi. Tosfos in Kedushin says that there are Isurei Derabanan Hanah which are not called Eina Shaloi. For example, Chul Shenishka Bazara. Chul Shenishka Bazara is an Isur Derabanan. So it's called Shaloi. Hakam that it's Isur Hanah. Matl de Kazach. I Agomara. Agomara is talking about there's an aspect of a Deraisa. Either there's a time Deraisa or there's a Chametz Deraisa. If it's a double Derabanan, they're not. Now, you can faint from such a thing. I'll ask the Kasha. If Isurei Hanah mi Derabanan, If Isurei Hanah Midirabonon, Rabbi Isai, are called Eina Shaloi, I care whether it's two Derabonons or one Derabonon, what's the difference? It's 11 o'clock. Derabonon said, you're not allowed to have Hanah. Who cares what together is? Two Derabonons, one Derabonon. Says Rabbi Shimon, Inviter, in the second piece on page A, Amal de Gazach, he says, you know why two Derabonons not? There has to be an aspect of a Deraisa. So how come Shimon? Because all Isurei Derabanan are snakes. All Isurei Derabanan are Isurim on the Gavra. The only time Rabbanan made an Isur on the Cheps is when there's a Sherish of a Deraisa there. If there's no Sherish of a Deraisa, then it's not a snake. So Tosfos held that in order to go ahead and Tuoif, that an Isur Derabanan is an intrinsic din in the Chepsa, and it's not a din in the Gavra, in order to Tuoif that it's an intrinsic din in the Chepsa, not in the Gavra, there has to be Epis of Deraisa, and then the Rabbanon asin it came the deraisa, which is a chefsa, not a gavra. But if it's all the Rabbanon, then it's a leisasa, it's a snake, it's a din on the gavra, it's called shaloi. I'm repeating again, there's a Tosfos in Kedushin who says that a standard isur de Rabbanon, which is asa b'hanah, is called shaloi. As you remember the rest of your life, you have to have at least epis of deraisa in the picture. Then, says Reb Shimon, in the piece number 2 on page 8, side A, then the Rabbanon gave it a din of a chefsa. There's no other way of learning Tosfos. Shocking. That's how far it goes. Comes along the Ritva, I'm heading somewhere in a big way soon. Comes along the Ritva over here, yes, I see a Ritva. And the Ritva says, why is the guy not Mekudeshes? Why is the lady not Mekudeshes? What did the Ritva say? And the Rishash, and the Reina Peres, what did the Ritva say? Why is the lady not Mekudeshes? Says the Ritva, because it's not worth a Pruta. Why is it not worth a Pruta? Why is it not worth a Pruta, by the way? Why is it not worth a Pruta, by the way? What? It's also bad enough. Nobody's going to buy it. You know somebody's going to buy it. I think it's also bad enough. There's a market for it. Chas v'shalom. So, Fergich, I don't understand. Bishlam, if you tell me that the guy is not Mekudesh, because the Chometz is not mine, it's Eina Shaloi. I hear all the rabbi said. But there's another problem over here. It's not worth anything. If it's not worth anything, so what's this whole Gemara about? It's not a Shavar Pruta.
Why is that a Shavar Pruta?
Because you can't find anybody to buy it.
Can't find anybody to buy it?
Can't find it. That's what the Ritva says. What he says? It's not Shaprut. It's not valid. Can't find it. Who's going to buy Chavis? I don't know. Can't find it. He says it's not worth the Shaprut. It's not worth the Shaprut to the lady. He'll say it that way, okay? None of the lady can do with it. Not worth dummy. What? You can't sell it also, by the way. Besides. But that's not the point now. You can't sell it, by the way. You can't sell it either, by the way. It's also bad now. No, because the tachlis is the market for it. There's always going to buy it. There's no market. Practically speaking, I can't get money for it. So, who am I going to sell it? I can't sell it. He's right. It's also about now. I can't do it by some material. So, practically speaking, I don't have a market. I can't get money for it. I was like, wait, why are you arguing with me? Arguing with me as well. Go to his kever, wherever it is, and argue with him. Or is he buried in Turkey somewhere? I don't know. Oh, I think buried. What? Okay, Ritva says that the problem of Rabbanan, also no, that's not worth the Shavar Pruta. Yeah? It's not with the Shabbat. It's not with the Shabbat. It's not a kasha. Really, that's the problem? I mean, Rosh Hashanah is the kasha of Rashi. It's not with the Shabbat. It's not with the Shabbat. It's not with the Shabbat. What's the Gemara about? I'll stop my kashas over again. I want to do it for a Bosher. They tiny that the rate of Shabbat is also telling you how to think of it. If you have something that has a snake wrapped around it and nobody's going to buy it, that's not cool. It's not worth the Shabbat Bruta. It's worth the Shabbat Bruta. At the moment, it's going to buy it. There's a snake wrapped around it. In order that it's not worth the Shabbat Bruta, you have to come on to it. It's a chefza. I want to ask the chefza. Say, that's a side point. Either way, you all notice in the Ritva today, Ritva speaks out, that you do not need to come on to call the Mekadosh at that Rabban Mekadosh. You all notice? Ritva argues in Rashi. Rashi says that after the Rabban and ask the chefza, I still need to come on to what? Rashi said that even after the Rabbanan Asa the Chefza made an Isra Bahanu on it and Shalem the Rabbanan, that's me the Rabbanan. What about the Rai? So what did Rashi say? Call the Mekadosh, I the Rabbanan Mekadosh, right? The Ritva says explicitly, I don't need to call the Mekadosh at that Rabbanan. Once the Rabbanan Asa, the ball game's over. And what goes this Mechalikas? Watch what I'm going to say now. Although everybody agrees that stop that the Rabbanan Asa is not enough. Otherwise it's no Gomorrah. You leave the whole Gomorrah. What's the Gomorrah path? Right, back and forth, right? So, Gidl. So everybody agrees to Reb Shimon. That stam that the Rabbanan asked the Gavra to take Hanoah is not enough for me to make an Eshalot. It has to come on the Chepsa. And everybody agreed that the Rabbanan went in and asked the Chepsa. Says Rashi, that's me the Rabbanan. But me the Raisa, the Chepsa's mutter. If you want to call the Mekadosh, we have to reverse Kasha. Once you have called the Mekadosh, where's the arrival of the Chepsa? We said, otherwise it won't be called the Mekadosh. The Ritva says, no. Once the Rabbanan asked it, and they asked the Chepsa, like Reb Shimon said, so now me the Raisa, it's not Chal either. And what goes that Machlekes? Explains Reb Shmuel. That machlekes is kavakach kibalti rabbi say they have a philosophical machlekes. When there are bonan aser or chefza, does that help for the raisa also? When there are bonan aser or chefza, does that help for the raisa or not? A new topic. Everybody agrees that if there are bonan didn't aser the chefza, so it's like a snake. If it's like a snake, then the zach still has value. Then the zach is still kulturally. I need the rabbanan to aser the chefza. Says Rashi, there are bonan aser the chefza. Me the raisa is mutter. Says Rashi called the Rakadosh. Ritva says, once the Rabbanan asked the Chepsa, the war game's over. This already is a very lumdish shaila. The Rabbanan's Isra on the Chepsa is moil for the Raisa also. That means, Vibal the Rabbanan asked the Chepsa, so it's Pukka the moment it's on the Raisa level, or copy the Rabbanan, it's Pukka the moment it's copy the Raisa, it's not Pukka the moment. A very interesting machlekes between what? Between Rashi and the Ritva. That means, after all the Torah we said, after all the Stikra Torah we said, that the Gemara is about a topic, a lumdish topic, we'll call it Reb Shimon's topic of whether an Issa Rabbanan asked the Chepsa or the Gavra. Is it like a snake and a lion or is it in the Chepsa intrinsically? Now began a new topic. Everybody agreed to it. That's what the Sugi is about. And that's why the Gemara says Kiddur Raisa. And that's why the Gemara needs to bring a Raisa from Gidl. And that's why Rashi asked the Kasha, what about the Kiddush and the Raisa? And that's why Tosfos says when you have two Rabbanans, the ballgame doesn't stop. All that's true. Now began a new Shaila. If the Rabbanan went and asked the Chepsa with Reb Shimon's raid, do I say, what about the Raisa? So the Ritva says, I'm not going to be such a shallow. Once the Rabbanan insert poison into the object, this object is a poisonous object. It's only with the Rabbanan helps for the Raisa also. This object is out of a thing. That means that the Rabbanan made a poison is enough for the Raisa to get in also. This thing, that means there's a philosophical lump to shallow. When the Rabbanan aser a chefetz, so do I say, listen, that's the Rabbanan, the Raisa, the chefetz is mutter, or do I say that once the Rabbanan aser the chefetz is awesome? That's a very deep, advanced machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva after the entire sugya. After I come along and I tell you that the gedder of the Rabbanan, the chalapach is here, the chalapach is over here, was the gedder to aser the chefetz, not to aser the gavra. Not like a snake and a lion. The gedder was to inject poison into it. It's Rabbanan to poison. Is the Rabbanan the poison make the Zach in a Shalem? Is it a moil for the Raisa? Rashi held not. Rashi held it, not for the Raisa. You have to come on to call the Mekadosh. Ritva says, once I know that the Zach is also Bechefza, the Rabbanan made it also the Rabbanan, is once something is Paka Mine, the value of the Rabbanan, that Tuzek. I'll ask you, what about the Raisa? I'll answer you. A Zach, which means the Rabbanan doesn't have value, means the Raisa also. That's the answer. And Rashi argued on that. Rashi said you can have a split, that you have something which doesn't have a value with the Rabbanan, and it has a value with the Raisa. The big nafkamina of all this raid is the Yedua de Kachakiro, Chachmei Venezia. Venezia was once famous for other things. Venice. Chachmei Venezia were Bavos from the Gedele Oilem of the Rishayim. Chachmei Venezia is the famous Chakira that the Prichodesh brings down in Simon Tov Lamadal. It's one of the famous Chakiras of Mizrach HaSosachim. And it's an afkamina of everything I said today. Chachmi Venezia said a Zashaila, Moritic Shaila. Claire Chachmi Venezia declared, what happens if it comes 11 o'clock, it's 11:05, listen to a Shaila of Chachmi Venezia, they shook the world up, the whole world went nuts in this Machlekes. Chachmi Venezia is, it's 11 o'clock on Yom Tov morning. And the Zman Sefer came, Midr Abanan is also Bahana, you have to burn it, the ballgame's over. The guy remembers, all of a sudden, he finds chometz in his house, he remembers, he went away for Yom Tov already. He remembers that he has chometz in his house now. He's in Midr Abanan Rav Amatzah, right? If he does Bittul at 11:10, will it at least protect him from the derisive of the Gribay Yirah? Midr Abanan, we have Gribay Yirah, because Midr Abanan he didn't do Bittul. But with the Raisa, is there an Indian he should do Bittul, at least to protect him from the Raisa by Ra? It's 11:10. And it's also Behanah Midr Abanan. And the guy is never going away. And he remembered what? Well, it depends on where he's going. For example, he's going to his parents, his grandparents, his siblings, that's fine. Yeah? The statement, though.
Okay,
in-laws. What?
Okay,
in-laws. The truth is that the guys who never go away don't go away at 11 o'clock. Really, because the night before is usually thrown in free for early bird registrations. Yeah? Listening carefully? A guy is at 11:05, he's on his way traveling, he remembers he has chometz at home. Is there an Indian he should do bittul? At least to block himself from the Bayer or the Raisa. So you'll tell me, what do you mean? 11:05 is also Midar Bonon. You can't do Bittul Midar Bonon. Okay, well, let me do a Bittul, which will help at least Midar Isa. It's Machlik is Rashi and there is no. According to Rashi, do it. It's also Midar Bonon. Rashi told us that the Issu Midar Bonon on the Chepsa doesn't work for the Isa. Rashi said the lady should be Mekudeshes. And the only reason why the lady wasn't Mekudeshes Midar Isa, Rashi made a split between the Rabbanon and the Isa. Why the lady not Mekudeshes? Because it's called the Mekadesh. I died the Rabbanon Mekadesh. But as far as Bittul is concerned, it's 11:10. Do Bittul. It's very interesting. That means, I'm saying also, but all rabbis and Rosh Hashiva said this. The Chacham of Venezia had a suffix. When it's awesome, Midr Abanan is when Inyan are doing Bittul Deraisa Chach. It will protect you. It's a Mefarsh Rashi. Mefarsh Rashi. Rashi answered the Chakir of the Chacham of Venezia. The Venice Chachamim. The Daily Eilam. Because Rashi says Mefarsh. That the din of the cheps of the Rabbanon, it doesn't help with the rice. It's Aski Vekach, Rashi had to come out to call the Mekadesh. Yeah, the Rabbanon injected poison into it. It became intrinsically Aser. It became a cheps of Shalisser. So it's Ein Shalemi the Rabbanon, but it's Shalemi the Reiser. It's Shavaputami the Reiser, Rashi said. It's yours. So then do Bittul. That means that the Rabbanon's Ein Shalemi, the Rabbanon's din in the cheps, it doesn't affect the Reiser. So then a Vada can go ahead and do Bittul. But according to the Ritva, who says that once the Rabbanon activated the din of Issa the Rabbanon, it works for the Raisa, and the Ritva goes out of his way to blatantly say, I don't need Kol Demikadesh. Why? Because he held a Lamda Shavart, that once the Rabbanon asked something, that works for the Raisa also. That means the Raisa is not Kojo. It's a very interesting philosophical shayla. I have a Zach that the Rabbanon said, I can't use. No. I have a Zach that the Rabbanon asked the Chepta. Is it called Einu Shaloi on a Midaraisa level? The Rav says, sure, it's not called Einu Shaloi. This is Achaz Pakar usage. Are the Rabbanim Dika Isser on the Chepta is enough to be Mafkiya the Bailos Midaraisa? So then you won't be able to do Bittul. That would be means the resolution of the Chakira, of the Chachmei Venezia, whether or not you can do Bittul, because you don't have called the Mekadesh by Bittul, right? That's the case. By Kedushin, I have called the Mekadesh. So the called the Mekadesh takes it from the Rabbanim Dika Din to the Deraisa Dika Din. But by Bittul, the Nachkamina will be. If a guy will do Bittul at 11:10, will it help or not? And therefore, is he going to do Bittul? Is it an Indian to do Bittul? Is it going to help at all?
You don't have to be the Ritva. It's valueless, but you can't give it. Why is that
affected
the
rights?
Why does that make the
rights
inside?
Because why is it valueless?
Because you don't have...
So very good. So I'm saying that for the same reason that the Gabi value the Rabbanon affects the rights. So it's for the same reason the Gabi the Bittul. Halami the Rabbanon, the Gemara says you can't do a Bittul anymore. Why not? Because it's not you, it's Ein Shaloi. So it's Ein Shaloi, it's not at the Raisa level, not at the Rabbanon level. We have a huge machlekes over here between Rashi and the Ritva, after all the Raid is said, whether or not the Hafka of the Rabbanon affects the Raisa or not. That's a new machlekes, by the way. Whether the Din Rabbanon is moyel to the Raisa, like Rabbi Zainu said. Whether it's moyel for the Raisa. As I said, we're Shmuel and everybody else speaks this out. So what is it? You make it heck, what does that mean? You do Raisa? It's the same Shakira. It's all Shakira. Could you do it? Rashi on a digi. But where Hekish? Rashi has a tzaddik in Mekadosh Levi. Why are you asking Hekish? Rashi has a tzaddik. It's not the call of Mekadosh. You go Mekadosh Levi. That's the interesting sugi that we have over here. Tomorrow we're going to do some more hashlamas and finish off till the two dots. Mishal Toivu and Mishlachas. Tonight, there will not be, I will be here for night seder, but there's a woman's wedding, so I'm going to be here for night seder in between, but I will not give them the seals in Shara and Shara and Yerush Hashem. But everyone can learn by themselves. A lot of guys came to me and said, what happened to Shabbos? Why don't we have hashlamas? I don't do it myself. I'll get one of the guys to say, I should go back tonight and seal Shara, whoever that wants.